chicken rental service fails to excite. So excited to bring you this episode. What's up? It's Chris Guillebeau. This is bringing me way back to one of the early, early episodes of Side Hustle School, where we looked at a woman who, she was in Colorado or Oregon, had to be one of those places, I'm sure, who was really into chickens and developed a chicken saddle, which was a product that you could put on your chicken. It would protect the chicken through various molting and breeding adventures and misadventures. That was one of the early stories that really differentiated our podcast from the whole world of startups and VC and, you know, here's how you can find angel investors and all that stuff. We're like, no, we're going to look for really interesting people doing really interesting things. So that was chicken saddles. Today, we're going to talk about chicken rentals, although in this case, it is not nearly as successful as the other business, which was actually a huge success. Because today's story is in the theme, the segment known as Failure Friday. So yeah, unfortunately, chicken rentals fail to excite, as mentioned. We're going to hear from a Boise entrepreneur who had the goal of bringing chickens to city dwellers. Alas, in the end, the business is forced to flee the coop. That's right, she has to retreat. Nicole from Boise, she decides to start this chicken rental business. How did it turn out? Let's hear from Nicole.
Hi there, this is Nicole from Boise, Idaho. Feeling inspired by the urban homesteaders I saw on TikTok, I hatched a plan to bring the charm of farm life to city dwellers by starting a chicken rental service in my hometown. My pitch was simple: give urbanites a taste of farm life and the joy of backyard clucking entertainment. I envision people flocking to my service, eager to add a little rural flair to their lives. However, my feathery dream soon turned into a comical tale of failure as the business was forced to flee the coop. With an exciting vision and a nest egg saved up for investment, I set out to create the perfect chicken rental experience. I sourced healthy, friendly hens and built cozy, easy-to-maintain coops, complete with all the amenities that a happy chicken could desire. I even offered exclusive packages that included education materials and chicken care tutorials for first-time chicken renters. Feeling confident, I spread the word about my business through social media, local community boards, and by handing out flyers at farmers markets. I was sure that the irresistible charm of having clucking companions in the backyard would be a huge hit. Little did I know that I was counting my chickens before they hatched. My first booking was a family with young children, eager to experience the joys of chicken husbandry. I delivered the hens and set up their temporary home, only to receive a frantic call from the family the next day. Apparently, two of the chickens had escaped and were on the loose within the neighborhood. Two Girl Scouts who were out selling cookies eventually reported their discovery. Undeterred, I pressed on, believing that my service would eventually take off. However, as time went by, it became increasingly clear that the chicken rental service was not going to fly. The few bookings I managed to secure were marred by unexpected challenges, from predators eyeing the rental hens as a free food source to city regulations clamping down on backyard poultry. Furthermore, the demand for my service simply wasn't existential. City dwellers seemed less interested in the entertainment I had envisioned and more concerned with issues like noise, smell, and the responsibilities that come with caring for animals. My business was struggling to stay afloat, and I found myself scrambling to make ends meet. In the end, my chicken rental service was forced to flee the coop. I had to accept the harsh reality that my feathery side hustle simply couldn't take wing in a market that wasn't ready for the realities of urban homesteading. The experience taught me valuable lessons in market research, adaptability, and the importance of understanding the needs and concerns of my target audience. And while my chicken rental business may not have been all it was cracked up to be, I'll always treasure the entertaining memories and lessons learned from my time as an aspiring urban homesteader.
Well, Nicole, I really appreciate you sharing the story. Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That's what I always say in these Failure Friday episodes. So yes, the chicken rental business may not have been all it was cracked up to be, but there's much more to come for Nicole and for our listeners. We've got a new episode every day. If you have a question or an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Hey, by the way, thanks for tuning in. You're awesome. So excited to keep making this podcast all the way from day one in 2017 to now, which is episode 2330. Tune in tomorrow for a new one. My name is Chris Gelibaho. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.